Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hi.
Mr. Charles Boda.
Hello.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And this week, we are going to talk about the top news stories of the top Disney news stories of 2017. And the way I ascertained this was very scientific. Went into our analytics on WDWinfo.com and took a look at the most viewed stories in order from 10 down to 1. So these are the 10 stories that got the most traffic on the Diz in 2017. Number 10, massive changes coming to Pirates of the Caribbean in the Magic Kingdom and Disneyland. This was a story that a lot of people, this was June 29th, 2017, this one went up. A lot of people lost their minds over this. The changes proposed to be made are the auction scene with the redhead, turning that into something different because people were, I guess, complaining that it's demeaning to women or whatever. And so
it sparked a debate for sure. And there was the one side, there was the camp of, you know, Disney traditionalists that were upset with the change. And then there was, you know, the other crowd that said, you know, all things change with Disney and in 2017.
Yeah, and I'm on board with that, that things do change, but it's why they change. If it's being changed to enhance the story, if it's being changed to, you know, for anything other than political correctness, because everybody's offended by everything always. So, I mean, look, let's go have a field day on Splash Mountain, guys. That movie is considered so racist, Disney won't release it in the United States, yet there's an attraction around it that plays into an awful lot of stereotypes.
Don't get anything started.
So, well, that'll be next. Yeah. Well, I'm saying that, you know, so we can't have the auction scene. Mm-hmm. But, you know, okay, well, I don't think they should be changed. I think it's a great ride as it is. I don't think we have to take our political cues and our social cues from theme park attractions. But I think everybody needs something to be outraged about.
I think at least something good might come of it, though. Even if you didn't want to change the auction scene, changing the redhead to a pirate and having the female pirate thing just... There are a lot of young girls who that's their favorite ride. Having a female pirate presence, even if you didn't take away the auction scene or change it, that's a good addition. And I like that addition that's coming in.
I like that coming in.
No, I do like that part of it. I mean, we know my view on it, or whatever, like here personally in the room and everything. But I mean, I don't think it needs to change at all. I hate the reason. I hate that it's changing. I lost my mind with it. I still haven't found my mind with it. So, because I still feel equally as upset as I did the first day I heard. I didn't even work here at that point, but I was really upset about it. But I do like the female pirate part of it. Like adding that anyway is a great concept. Yeah.
And there was a very small amount of people who were not really on one side or the other of this, and occasionally I would see somebody comment who's like, I didn't think it needed to be changed, but I hope they do a good job and I'm going to ride it regardless.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like,
I think that there are reasons to change things, you know, to go through that attraction and pick that out. It's people looking to be upset about something. It's nitpicking. But so that was the number 10 story of 2017 on the Diz. Number 9, no surprise here, free dining plan announced for 2017. Whenever free dining gets announced, the internet loses its mind, or the Disney fan community. That was back in April 24th. Which is about the time free dining normally comes out. So let me explain to you how it's going to work in 2018. Round about mid-January, you're going to start seeing the threads. Does anybody know when free dining is going to be announced? Then by March, it's going to be every other thread. When do you think we're going to see free dining? I don't know. We always see it the same time every year, but apparently these people have short attention spans. Then in April, it becomes chest beating. What if they don't release free dining? Oh, what am I going to... every year. Every year. Been doing it 20 years. Ever since Disney started free dining, which I want to say was mid, like, I don't know, 2005, 2006, something like that. They started doing free dining ever since then.
Have you guys ever done the free dining? Like, no. Have you come as a guest and stayed in the hotel? I did it once or whatever, and you get a lot of food. Like,
well, it's the dining play, but here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, there's a saying, for something free, people don't care what they pay.
Right.
At the same time they release free dining, they also release a room-only discount. And I will say in about 6 out of every 10 cases, doing the room-only discount and the dining plan is cheaper than doing the free dining package.
Mm-hmm.
The free dining package charges rack rate for the room. Now, this is on certain dates for certain resorts, so it's not a broad spectrum thing, but because it's free dining. They hear that word, free dining.
I mean, for us, when we did it, I was like, I mean, we are in that vacation. Like, that was the one we still talk about. It was the eating vacation. Like, we would give up riding big rides that we wanted to ride because we're like, we need to get our money's worth out of the free dining. Mm-hmm. So, like, we would not go stand in line an hour for Splash Mountain like we usually would have because we're like, well, we need to make sure we get into, like, Beast Castle or wherever to order the most expensive things on the menu. Or our money's not going to get back to us on the issue.
Right.
So just be cautious of that. Like,
well, people don't realize how much food you have to eat to make the dining plan worth it.
Oh yeah,
Is ridiculous. So, and for a lot of people, it's too much food.
Looking forward into 2018, do you think that the window that the dining free dining will exist will be shorter?
It will change. It is done based on Disney's projections for their occupancy. During that time of year, September, it is historically the slowest time of the year because kids have just gone back to school and most families will not pull them out so soon after school starting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Disney wants to encourage people, I guess, to do just that. And so they do free dining and it works and it packs the parks.
Yeah.
But what we've seen each year, the amount of availability. So the window may be good, but the availability in the resort you want may not be.
Okay.
So, and it's not at all resorts. It's the resorts they need to fill.
All right.
So it's always different every year, but we'll see. We'll see. Depending on how they're looking for 2018, by the time they release it.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was used as a tool to fluctuate. So that's just.
Oh, yeah. No. It's never the same. It all depends on what their projections are for the year. So that was our number 9 story for 2017. Number 8, the change in security coming April 3rd to the Magic Kingdom. So back in April when security measures changed at the theme parks, this was a big story. And in my opinion, an outstanding change from how things were being done. They created a wider perimeter. So people were being checked, getting onto the monorail at the resorts or at the transportation and ticket center or, you know, whatever. Instead of putting these necessarily right in front of the parks and creating these, like especially the Magic Kingdom, that's where you really saw the biggest change. Because that plaza, the entrance plaza, was no longer crowded with people. It was a really nice way to go in. It's a really nice way now to go into the park.
Well, and in living in 2017, they had to put up those pop-up tents to put the metal detectors under. And I was, when they were still in front of the Magic Kingdom, I just hated it so much because Disney is so well-themed, and yet they had what seemed like pop-up tents from Lowe's, you know, right in the middle of, right in front of the train station. And I understand that they had to do it, but now I'm glad that they figured out a way to kind of pull everything back so that you can feel immersed into the Magic Kingdom before even having to worry about that kind of stuff. So,
Number 7 was the announcement that some attractions would not be open, including Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. That came out back in May of 2017. And there were updates added to this because people were so upset. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train did get added back in as an available attraction, as did Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Well, and if I remember correctly, Disney kind of, they had a list of attractions that were going to be open, and Seven Dwarfs and a couple others weren't on it. And then when there was the huge reaction of like, oh no, Seven Dwarfs isn't going to be open, they're like, oh, sorry, it was just a mistake that we didn't put it on the list. It was like, that seems awfully suspicious that, like, well, after this huge negative reaction.
Put it on the list. Like, I know people that specifically, like, go to parties and stuff to ride those big attractions because they couldn't get fast passes for them. So, yeah. Like, it doesn't cost them excessively more money to not have it open. I mean, to not open one of their most major attractions that, you know, has the longest lines. So that's weird to me that they even would have closed.
Well, also, what I found interesting about it was in recent years, they found it challenging to sell enough tickets for the Halloween party. So scaling back on, I think their attitude was, well, if we're not going to make the money we need to make, we're going to have to make it up somewhere else, and let's cut these attractions. But if you're going to cut things like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, you're going to see people like, oh, there's no point in me going.
Right. Yeah. It's like, if you didn't think I wanted to come before, now I definitely don't want to go.
So that was number seven. Number six, nine states will need passports for domestic travel flights in 2018. Anytime any of these stories come up, they're always a big story. But this was actually published December 20th of 2016, and by our own Mr. Steve Porter. I don't know if anything's changed, but according to this story, travelers from Kentucky, Maine, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Washington will require alternative forms of identification, like a passport or military ID, to get through TSA.
I think some of those states have been totally changed. You updated the story, didn't you?
Yeah. So our last update was probably maybe last month or a month before it. And the way it works out is there were a lot of extensions, and a lot of states are under review. So nobody's really in danger just yet. But you can, on the site, we link to the map that'll let you know whether your state has valid ID or whether it doesn't, or whether it's currently under review, and that's updated pretty consistently. So a lot of those states that we mentioned, you can still fly up until they like their extension is up. So it's something you kind of constantly have to keep knowledge of.
They had a sign up at the airport when I was there last time, and there's four states that I know starting in sometime in 2018 right now that it's like pushed forward, and they all start with M. So like if you don't live in a state that's I can't remember off the top of my head. I know like Montana, Missouri are two of them. I think Maine's another. But so if you're not in an M state, then you're fine. So
yeah, and this is a result of federal guidelines for how states need to issue their driver's licenses in order to prevent fraud, in order to prevent, you know, things that bad people do with fake IDs. And if these states haven't implemented those security measures, TSA is not going to accept those as valid. So, yeah, because I'm looking and it's still saying the same. I'm still seeing the same states, but
is that on TSA?
No, I'm just I just did a quick Google search, but so be sure to check. And according to Sean, if it starts with an M,
you might want to look harder into.
And if you are one of these states where your state ID isn't valid, there are plenty of easy links to find passports and everything like that. They're really promoting getting. In fact, you can get a passport within 2 weeks if you file for an emergency passport and stuff. So it's totally a workaround. You just have to keep on it. And our most recent article, we'll have to look it up, but it does have links to the website that's got the maps and everything like that. So it's just something to keep an eye out for, but it's not going to screw over your travel plans or anything.
Okay. Well, our next news story, number five, Father of the Year, in jail after being arrested at Disney for child neglect. And this was from May 16th, and regarded Brian Keith Olmsted of Brunswick, Ohio, was arrested at Disney's Art of Animation Resort. There were at least 11 complaints to resort management about Olmsted over the course of 4 hours. Guests stated that he had obviously had too much to drink, was using racial slurs, was pushing his child stroller through the crowds at the resort, and authorities were called in to handle the situation. That was a thing that happened in the world. That was a number five story. Number four was assessing the damage to Disney World after Hurricane Irma. And obviously, you know, people were understandably interested in just how much damage Irma did. Disney did an amazing job mitigating the interruptions and taking care of guests that were there during the storm. There's just no two ways about it. But obviously, Irma dominated the headlines. Numbers three and two are all regarding things that had been rumored and were confirmed. The number three story on the site this year was the confirmation that the gondolas were in fact going to happen. There had been pretty good rumors out there that it was. We were pretty sure it was going to happen. But on April 18th, it was confirmed that the gondolas would be coming to Walt Disney World. I still don't know how I feel about these. They scare the hell out of me, but...
The closer it gets, the more excited I am for them.
When are they supposed to open?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
So you're not sure, you're just getting excited.
Yeah, but I'm excited for them to open. Having another way to get from Epcot to Hollywood Studios and adding in a couple of the... It's Pop Century, I believe, / Art of Animation if you just walk over and... Is it Caribbean Beach?
Coronado or Caribbean Beach?
I think
it's Caribbean Beach.
Caribbean Beach. Yeah, yeah. Having those all linked together, I mean, I think it adds value to those two hotels, and I think it makes getting from the theme parks easier. So.
Oh, don't think for a second that factored into the decision to build this. They absolutely would have looked at how much more can we charge for rooms at these resorts.
Oh yeah,
Deluxe resorts on the monorail loop command a premium over all deluxe resorts. And these resorts will also command a premium. Not as much of one, but nonetheless, that especially in the beginning, those resorts are going to be hard to get rooms at because people are going to want to stay there. People are going to want to check out the.
It'll be interesting to see how Pop Century starts to get priced, actually, because it's been. I mean, it's maybe a couple dollars more than the All-Stars, but it's usually right there with the All-Star resorts pricing-wise. And
it's also, you know, as we've found, at least from our audience, the most popular, the value by a mile, the value resorts. So I wonder how much that changes if the price goes up $20 a night over the All-Stars.
Oh, for sure. And I think it very likely could.
If it comes into this new category, let's call it Value Plus, which don't be surprised if Disney doesn't create a Value Plus category. The number two story, which, and I'll explain this in a little bit, is actually the number one story of the year. When all things considered, on July 15th, when it was announced that a new Star Wars-themed hotel would be coming to Walt Disney World. This was an extremely popular story. And, of course, we're all very excited. I'm very excited to see what they do. It's supposed to be a completely immersive experience. You're actually given a storyline when you check in. And, you know, we'll see. It looks amazing. Everything they've released about it looks amazing, but the reason I say it really is the number one story is because, you know, in going through and just, you know, looking at the page views on the news stories this year, the number one story in that way was how Hurricane Irma may affect your Walt Disney World or Disney Cruise Line vacation. The only reason I say it's not exactly comparing apples to apples is because that news story was being constantly updated as new things were being learned about Irma and its path, and then of course it's
We were linking back to it a couple times,
so it was constantly getting updated. It was a very active document. So yes, technically it was the most viewed news story, and with good reason. Irma was a big mm-hmm. story. But if we're going to just compare apples to apples, we've got to say the Star Wars themed hotel really was the number one news story mm-hmm. In that regard. But Irma certainly, back in early September, was a very big story. And especially for those of us living here in Central Florida, that was a rough couple days. Mm-hmm. Not anywhere near as rough as the people in Houston had it. Certainly nowhere near as rough as the people in Puerto Rico had it and still have it, unbelievably. But, you know, for us, it was, you know, was a little bit of a ride there. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I don't think it'd be said too many times, Disney really, 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 really stepped up to the plate in terms of how they handled guests, the whole situation, allowing pets when they don't normally do it, people that didn't have the money to stay because, you know, they budgeted out a certain amount for their vacation mm-hmm. and now they were forced to stay extra nights. Disney's telling them, we'll figure that out. Don't worry about it. Making sure, I mean, really and truly, because I was staying at Riverside or at French Quarter. And I'm watching it with my own eyes. I'm watching these cast members, and it was absolutely stunning. It was some of the best examples of Disney service that I've seen in many, 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 many years. So there's just not enough praise to heap on Disney mm-hmm. for how they handled mm-hmm. Hurricane Irma. In general, I think our entire community really handled it very well. Our local of course, our police, firefighters, first responders did an amazing job, but
I know the Universal. I know this is Disney World
and Universal related, as well. But
Universal
yes.
deserves praise.
Yeah, everybody handled it. Everybody handled it really well. Sometimes those things can be complete nightmares for a company. But there you have it. Our top 10 stories for 2017. I'll just recap them again. Number 10: changes coming to Pirates of the Caribbean. Number 9: free dining at Disney World. Number 8: change in security coming to the Magic Kingdom. Number 7: several attractions closed for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Number 6, 9 states will need passports for domestic flights in 2018. Number 5, father in jail after being arrested at Disney for child neglect. Number 4, assessing the damage to Walt Disney World after Hurricane Irma. Number 3, Walt Disney World gondolas are official. Number 2, Disney announces Star Wars-themed hotel coming to Disney World. And number 1, how Hurricane Irma would affect your Disney World or Disney Cruise Line vacation. So there you have it. And that will be our final Best and Worst show for 2017. Thanks for being with us. And we're just going to pick this up again next week in the new year. So we'll see you then. Thanks, everybody.